three DVDs for a pledge of $200. 516-620-3602. Just minutes left.
That's right. Just another 3 minutes to this program, this particular break. We're going to be moving on to the next offer. So get that call in. 516-620-3602. Allow us to start this drive on a really strong standing. And you can make that difference by making your phone call. Pledge at the $75 level if you prefer. And you can choose the 1 year digital subscription of Extra. And remember to give your email for that. Also, you might pledge for the anniversary celebration DVD of the fair's 25th anniversary, but we've really focused primarily on the power principle. That's three DVD set for your $200 pledge. 516-620-3602 is the number to call to make your pledge of support, to support WBAI as we are in this really significant transitional period. And we are reaching out to you because you are the ones that we serve. You are the reason we're here. You are as much a part of this partnership, maybe more than all of us who work on this side of the mic. We can't do it without your support. 516-620-3602 is the number to call, and the amount we're asking you to support us is a $200 pledge. And this is a $200 pledge to support WBAI, but you are also going to be able to create for yourself the opportunity to be an educator, to take this information, to share it, to pass it on. That's the power of this pledge. We understand that you're supporting the radio station with your pledge of $200. It's making it possible for us to keep the tower on the Empire State Building, to keep broadcasting at this signal. That's what you're providing us when you make that pledge. But we're also looking at you as one of us, one of the workers who's out there who wants to spread the information, who wants to educate people. You know, make some copies of this DVD, give it to your friends and your coworkers, but tell them to tune in to 99.5 FM. That's really what you're allowing yourself to do, to be part of the force that's going to make a change in this world. And we can each be empowered to do that. First, by showing your support. Second, by sharing the information. 516-620-3602 is the number to call.
516-620-3602. It's looking like we're going to have to be wrapping up. So I want just to thank you so very much, listeners, for calling up. Keep those calls coming in. The Power Principle, it is yours. Three DVD set, make as many copies as you like. It is yours for a contribution of $200. And you can put it on your Visa, MasterCard, American Express. Do your payment plan through your credit card. That would be wonderful. 516-620-3602. I want to thank Ife. Thank you so very much for all your wonderful work. I want to thank Kathy Davis for joining me. I'm Christine Blasdale. Stay tuned for more Fun Drive programming coming your way right here on WBAI 99.5.
My name's Chris Hedges. I'm the author with the cartoonist Joe Sacco of Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt. And when Joe and I are in New York, we always listen to WBAI 99.5 or WBAI.org because we want to stay informed and not get fed the commercial lies of the corporate media.
Was a long time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you've seen in your dreams. For the story that you are about to be told began with the holiday worlds of old. Now you've probably wondered where holidays come from. If you haven't, I'd say it's time you begun. For the holidays are the result of much fuss and hard work for the worlds that create them for us. Well, you see now, quite simply, that's all that they do, making one unique holiday especially for you. But once a calamity ever so great occurred when two holidays met by mistake.
boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat.
Tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town. Everybody's
cool. It's town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under the stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner there, hiding in the trash can, something's waiting there to pounce and how you'll scream.
This is Halloween.
Red and black.
And slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
Flash and follow the trace.
I am the who in the cold stare.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Jingle-a-lumpkins everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
In this town, don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Lawman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
This is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
I say, Sebastian, are you in bed? Come out here.
I can't. I'm in my nightwear.
Oh, well, never mind then. I don't want to tell you that your bedroom's supposed to be haunted. I don't suppose that'll worry you. Breakfast at 9, if you're allowed to eat any. Good night.
Oh, I say, look here. I can't stay in here. I mean, my mother told me to keep away from the spirits. I say, hello, my good fellow. Hello. Oh, I...
Antique, and you hear a shriek and your legs feel weak. It's the haunted house.
There's a dismal moan like a weird trombone, and the old ham bone is suddenly thrown. You are all alone with a great unknown in the haunted house. There's only one good spirit, it's a spirit in the bottle. With shaking hands you pull the cork and pour some down your throttle. There's a clank of chains and a smell of brains and a gory stain where the duke was slain. If you've got chilblains and varicose pains in the haunted house. From the old oak beam hangs a corpse, you seem to feel a wet stream with a sinister gleam, and you wake with a scream from a horrible dream of the haunted house. But a cavalier with a dreadful leer tries to disappear through a chiffonier, and you cling with fear to the chandelier. It's the haunted house. The air is full of clammy claws that clutch you by the collar. So gargle night and morning just in case you have to holler. There are lights and sprites and awful frights in flesh pink tights, but at dead of night comes a woman in white, so you're quite all right in the haunted house. The old church clock strikes 12, there's a knock with a sudden shock. You remember the lock on the door, and there's a crock. Oh, why do you mock at the haunted house? It's as black as pitch, and your eyeballs twitch in the darkest niche. It's a dirty witch, and the lighting switch is out of reach in the haunted house. When the slavey spills the gravy, why is she so pallid? Something posed her in the pantry when she fetched the salad.
I'm filled with dread, yes, I'm nearly dead. I saw a head underneath my bed. Come out if you can, I could do with a man
in the haunted house.
Ah, Artie Shaw.
Says you, indeed.
Says you. I'm taking your word for it, but it's a great tune, Nightmare.
Yes. Jack Shug's theme song for some of his...
Is that how I know it?
Some of his late night endeavors. It wasn't right. The porno show theme song.
No.
Say, Jim.
Yes,
reach
Max.
Over behind you, and could you turn down? These headphones are really loud. There's a row of knobs by your knee.
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure which one it is, though.
Oh, well, okay. I see a lot of knobs.
Maybe the third. Okay. Much better. Ah.
That was the first.
This is one.
That was...
Hey, and now I'm at the table. I'm not engineering.
Oh, and you can do...
And now I can do what everybody I engineer for does.
You can do the percussion, yes.
Yeah. Great springs on these microphones.
I pointed that out to a... musician who I had on the show, and he was reading a story, and so he actually used it in the story, and it was a ghost story, and it was so perfect.
Hiding under the bed springs.
The great chicken heart is coming.
Let me hand the mic over to someone sitting next to me. All the great tricks of WBAI radio.
Actually,
in this new
studio. That's a pretty good door creaking sound if you think about it.
And what better night? When the veil is thin.
Ooh, okay. I didn't even know you were wearing a veil. Holes I couldn't tell over the radio.
Yes, and there's holes in the bed sheets tonight.
Yes. There's holes in the bed sheets tonight. Happy Samhain, everybody. This is not Earthwatch, in case you haven't noticed. This is an Hour of the Wolf Samhain Spectacular, as we call it. But
Spirit Watch, even, we'll call it.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. Welcome to Spirit Watch, everybody, as opposed to In the Spirit Watch, if we were going to real WBAI history. But speaking of WBAI
or
history...
Ether Watch.
Yeah, ooh, well, that actually sounds very modern, gadget.
Okay, well, let's
because everybody's coming out with glasses or
Aether.
Watches now.
We'll call it Aether.
Ooh, better yet, yeah, there you go.
That was the ether I meant.
Oh, okay. So, I am Jim Freund, with me, Max Schmid. Between the two of us, about 60 years of WBAI history. Is that
and
right?
14 teeth. Oh, by the way, Jim.
Oh, I know.
Super sexy.
Is it really?
Yes.
And then the first show after the fun drive will be either Sydney or Arpol.
No. It ends at 8 o'clock, I believe, tomorrow afternoon.
Really? I saw a different schedule.
Well, the latest one, we'll be back to regular programming with the Chris D program, and You Don't Stop, the hip-hop program,
uh-huh.
followed by Mr. Smooth
okay.
at 10 o'clock. So,
Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
So this is your opportunity to say you like skiffy horror, science fiction, old-time radio, yes. fantasy, supernatural, fun
yes.
programming.
If you support fun on the radio.
Exactly.
516-620-3602.
And
let's not forget, you know, Mike Sargent and his brand of life is like science fiction on Monday at midnight. And who else? Who else dabbles in these realms?
Sydney.
Not much about Sydney.
Carrier
yes.
Wave, absolutely. Yeah, and with original fiction often, yes. which is actually darned good.
If you can find it. What is it, 5 a.m.? 5 a.m. is on Saturday morning.
What a time slot.
And in the archives.
Who the bleep would want to be on the air at Saturday at 5 a.m.? Oh, that would be me! But the people who currently inhabit that time slot, when they went on there, said, "This is such a horrible time. Who would want to be on?" And I was sitting there crying, saying, "I would."
Yes.
It's been 3 years, almost to the day, since I was removed from that time slot.
Yes, but when your show has been reduced to an hour,
yeah.
it is a miserable time slot.
Well, absolutely, it is. No,
except
5 to 7 was a great time slot.
Yeah.
5 to 6 sucks.
And when I once had a program that went from 4 to 6,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that's a pretty wretched time, except from five to six.
And that got cut by 120 minutes.
Yeah, it did. It did. 120 minutes removed.
Yeah.
But they did allow
out of the 2 hours, they cut out 120 minutes.
But they did allow me to alternate it with my other program.
There you go. Yeah, okay. But seriously, in order to make a statement that this is the kind of programming that you enjoy, that you want, and to make a statement for fun on WBAI, there's a concept, not to mention a self-sustaining WBAI, $80 will bring you this vastly underpriced 2 DVD sets.
Yes.
Each DVD is 4.63 gigs.
And the files could be anywhere from 32 thingamawatts to,
actually, K, probably.
Yeah, K. But they probably don't go much beyond 64. I don't think there's any. Actually, though, some of the
you probably have some
of the Canadian modern
there.
Stuff are yeah. probably pretty nice.
I mean, that's an amazing amount of stuff to fill. A movie fits on one DVD.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about 40 series, some of which have 100 or 150 episodes.
Yeah. So this for $80
You even get 4 episodes of Topper, the radio show.
Oh, God.
Topper on the radio.
Well, who was in that?
You know, I don't remember.
Wasn't Leo G. Carroll?
No. Oh,
Roland Young?
It might have been. I think it might have been.
It might have been that they would have taken from the movie. He did, what, 3 movies, I think, right?
3, or were there more?
There
were at least 3. I don't recall.
There was the original.
Topper Returns, and...
There's the one with Joan Blondell.
Topper Haunts a House. Topper Finds a Ghost.
As Topper meets Joan Blondell, basically.
Is that the one in the haunted house?
I think it is.
Yeah, I think that was the 3rd one.
It's not a very good one,
but I love watching
Joan Blondell.
Yes. Well, anyone haunting a house. I'd like to see Abbott and Costello haunt a house.
Nah. I'll give them a pass.
Hold that ghost. Oh, great. The money's in my head. Said Moose.
But right now, we need the money in our coffers instead of in our head.
Oh, chick.
So we need your call. We need your pledge at area code 516-620-3602. I have a lot of material. You know what I have to play? I have a brand new, not just a brand new Steel I Span album, which is in and of itself enough to warrant like just tracking a whole album. But this particular album, are you familiar, Max, with Discworld?
Discworld.
Discworld.
I remember Ringworld.
No, this is.
And Ringworm, but.
No, that's for cats. No, this is Discworld. This is a series of 40 plus novels by Terry Pratchett, who's pretty much a British institution. And some of the funniest and sometimes most touching books.
Is that a concept album? Is that what you're trying to say?
It is a concept album. Ooh. What it is, it's actually it's based on a novel by Terry Pratchett called Wintersmith, which is one of my favorite Pratchett novels. Pratchett is usually over the top. They've made three movies of the Discworld series so far. The first one starring Sean Astin. And, what's
his name? Discworld in the title of any of these?
No.
Oh, well, that's...
No, they're all set in the Discworld universe. They all open up showing you the Discworld, which is a flat world on the back of four elephants, which in turn are standing on a giant turtle floating through space. And where that turtle is going is unknown. But the Wizards of the Unseen University, headed by Tim Curry, usually know. I mean, it's funny, funny stuff. But Pratchett, who is in a sad way right now, by the way, he's not that much older than you or I, but he has early onset Alzheimer's disease. Ooh. It's really nasty. And he's been knighted. This is now Sir Terry Pratchett, because he is pretty much a British institution. And he has a series of four books, that all cover a young girl from she's about 7 or 8 years old, Tiffany Aching, till the wee free men, which refers to the MacFeagles, who are small gnome-like creatures that wreak havoc upon everything, and they drag her to the land of fairy, and she's involved with the fairy queen and all that. And then by the third book, called Wintersmith, she is she has accidentally entered not just a Morris dance, but what's called the Dark Morris. And in that, she has attracted unwittingly the spirit of winter, who will now not leave. He wants her. He is going after her.
Yeah, this is the theme of the Steel Ice Band record?
This is the story of this album. It's their first concept album, maybe their 40th album, but their first concept album, and it's maybe Pratchett's 40th novel. There's one book after that, which is slightly covered in this album. The fourth book, which is maybe my favorite Pratchett book, which is saying a lot, is I Shall Wear Midnight, or I Will Wear Midnight. And Pratchett is so funny and such a good read that at a panel I once moderated at a convention, David Hartwell said that it is a proven scientific fact that reading Terry Pratchett will lower your cholesterol level.
See another health tip from WBAI.
There you go.
And that's why you should call 516-620-3602.
And this album came out today, and I've got it.
Today or tomorrow?
One of those. I got early notification of it, and I got from...
Are you allowed to play it before its release? You certainly hope so.
I certainly hope so. I was sent a newsletter by a member of Steel Ice Band who informed of its availability early, and I purchased it.
Yeah. And you'll hear it...
And we can.
If you play.
We will hear. Exactly. And, you know, depending on. Tell me that I left the short story at home. I left the short story at home.
Which short story was that?
Shuttlebop. Theodore Sturgeon, yeah.
It's not online. You can't Google it.
I actually. I think I have ways of acquiring it.
Yeah.
I have to get my tablet out.
Ah.
But there it is. So I can read that, but it would also be fun to play the Steel Ice Band album and do my usual Danny Elfman and and all kind a Rocky Horror and usual Samhain spectacular mix. But how much of that we can do, it's midnight, it's the pitching hour. Yeah. Come midnight,
the wee pitching hour.
The wee pitching hour. And we may have to take a break for the wee. But regardless of that, we have like 8 minutes left in the pitching hour.
Yes. And then I have dinner waiting for me.
Yes,
on my strange schedule.
Amazing.
So I need to fly on out of here in a couple of minutes.
Somebody is actually cooking Max a dinner at this hour,
and happy that I stuck around for an extra hour this evening.
Tell her I owe her.
And you do.
I do.
In the meantime, though, 516-620-3602. Remember, our offering this evening, you can get any premium you've heard about or can find on the website give2wbai.org. That's give numeral 2.
Okay, now here's somebody who pledged, and I know for a fact that they misspelled Benzool.
Oh, yes, I know. I had some that I noticed, people who pledge regularly.
Because this is a guy who used to volunteer here. He now lives in Maryland. And his name is spelled Z-U-H-L.
How do they have it? Z-O-O-L?
They have... No, that would be if they were watching Ghostbusters.
Okay.
They have Z-U-H-O-L.
Oh, so it rhymes with ghoul.
Yes. Exactly. And, dear. Okay. Well,
I had a listener, and they got the first... They got her second initial wrong.
And I just saw that he would... Well... We won't go into that, but thank you for pledging. And here's another $80 pledge. That's two $80 pledges.
If you want to make sure your name is spelled correctly, however, you can do it online at give2wbai.org.
We can definitely thank William Mathis on the air. And by the way, to that previous pledger, let me say I am so sorry I did not go to Capclave, but I was unable to. That's in Washington, D.C., where I was going to do a show with George Martin.
And what happened?
A family commitment came up the same weekend, and I will do George Martin through Skype. But it would have been nice to have had... He was on this show, maybe 35 years ago, live in the studio. He used to live in Jersey City, or Hoboken, or some suburb like that.
Unfortunately, that was all destroyed by the Martian landers recently.
Yes. So I was all set to go to Washington, D.C. and have fun at that. But it's the second year in a row. Last year I couldn't go because of Sandy.
Sandy kept me at home. That would stop many things.
Yes. And then this year it was something else. But, this is a nice small convention, and yet they got George Martin, who is at this point probably one of the biggest names, biggest recognized names in science fiction, not counting Tolkien at this point worldwide, wouldn't you say? Even you must know who George Martin is.
George R. R. Martin?
That's the one, Railroad. Oh, okay. George Railroad Martin.
Yes. Well, see, once you say it
We used to call him Railroad. He used to be called Railroad. I don't know that he ever liked it, but he was called Railroad when he lived around here. Yeah, George R. R. Martin.
A short line.
And very nice person, by the way. Personally, by the way, I cannot read or watch Game of Thrones. I like his science fiction. I prefer Wild Cards and...
I must say, I have never seen Game of Thrones either. Even though I pay for that stupid channel.
You'd probably like it, knowing your taste.
Yes.
There are enough, eye gougings and decapitations during oral sex and stuff to make you happy.
Yes, it's happened to me more than once as well.
Has it really? Okay, we have to segue in that case. Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner. But... Max really has to go in about 3 minutes, so we'd like to get a few more of them $80 pledges at 516-620-3602. $80 will bring you two DVDs of MP3s, all these TLAs.
And these are chock full, by the way. There isn't a digit to spare on either one of these. I actually had to cut... You know, I had to go through. There were a couple of series. There was a 1965 series from ABC called Theater 5. It was on 5 days a week at 5 o'clock on ABC in 1965.
So we're actually...
And I had to go through the list and cut out the science fiction stories to leave the... trim it down a little bit.
We're actually talking about over 8 gigs of MP3s. That's a lot of audio. This program, when archived, 3 hours long, will come to approximately 50 megabytes, okay? You know, then 1,000 megabytes is a gigabyte. And Max has 2 DVDs. That's over 9 gigabytes of audio. That's a lot of audio. And also...
And to the best of my knowledge...
That's mono, most of it, right?
Yes. To the best of my knowledge, it is every old-time radio horror program that exists that I could find included here.
And Max's knowledge on this stuff is exhaustive.
I went online. I went through several sets that I had acquired over the years. Some of it is my own work.
And here's another pledge just coming in. But it's for the... even now, at this
super
hour,
sexy,
it's for
super sexy.
Super sexy.
Super sexy.
Super sexy. Super sexy. Super sexy. Super sexy. Woo, woo!
And, you know, who better than Christine Blaisdell and Gary Null to present something known as Super Sexy? Yes. It's just the mind boggles.
I have not met Christine Blaisdell or seen photos.
They're hard to come by the way, photos, but they... My point
is... Gary Null, I used to engineer, so...
Well, here's the thing, though.
God knows.
This is largely a cookbook, plus 5 DVDs. So, I mean, for $135, it's quite a package.
Yeah.
As is the Reboot Your Brain package, which is, I think, maybe $150. But, you know, I mean, the Gary Null premiums in this current drive are quite substantial, including multiple DVDs and a book. So, you know, if you have any doubt, or you are doing your Christmas and Hanukkah shopping early this year, go to the BAI website, give to WBAI. That's give
number two. Yeah.
WBAI.org. And just browse through our online store. Now, if you want to see everything we're offering from the golden age of radio, you can type golden in, and it will bring up everything, but for some reason, the horror library, which you have to type horror into the search box to find. But, you know, I've got a new Gene Shepherd package that's available. I've got...
Army Gene Shepherd, right?
Well, yeah. No, unfortunately, all the books are gone, so you can get now are the MP3 discs. But if you want an audio book that's reverse engineered from the book that was transcribed from Gene Shepherd radio shows, basically I took the book and worked backwards to put together the audio book for Shepherd's Army.
Yeah.
So that's available for a $75 pledge. I have a cheap one called On Stage with Kathy and Elliot Lewis. That's 42, just dramatic anthology, a series with the finest actors and writers in radio in 1953. $30. 25 of that makes you a member, and the extra 5 goes to give you a little gift, little add-on gift.
And most importantly, it all goes to make WBAI self-sustaining.
That's correct.
Which is the goal here. And without that goal, without that happening, well, I think it's easy to say nasty things are going to happen. We need your pledge. We need your support. As we say always, but this time we mean it even more, now more than ever. Area code 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. We crave your pledge. Please call in now. Make that pledge and support WBAI, science fiction programming, golden age of radio programming, fun.
The arts.
Entertainment. The arts, exactly.
Part of what WBAI used to feature a hell of a lot more of.
Yes, exactly. Because in the so-called golden days of WBAI, We were doing so many free music stores, so many radio dramas,
Speaking of readings, you know,
which people can actually now find on at archive.org.
Thanks to a grant from the Grammy organization, the Pacifica Radio Archives digitized a whole bunch of free music stores and old, not the radio, what was it, the Baird Searles?
The 99.5 Radio Theater and the Mind's Eye Theater.
Yeah, so search for WBAI Archives or Pacifica Archives at the place called archive.org, and you'll find a whole lot of just uploaded ancient stuff from WBAI.
That was like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all of this, you know, again, thanks to the unique entity that is WBAI. And it will only continue to be around if you call and if you pledge 516-620-3602, pledge $80, and get one heck of a thank you gift.
Well, Jim, I must say thank you, yes,
okay,
because
so...
I think there's a bus at 12 after that if I run like hell, I might make.
Okay, so
which is probably my last chance of getting home before 3 a.m.
Okay, so let me tune down this CD, because this CD is yours. Whoops! Well, that was you.
Yes, that's our wonderful...
I thought that was a piece of music from somewhere. Yeah, okay, so I press stop there, I press this here. My God, it works like a CD player would work. So there you go. I have my own materials that I can stream in the background while I am talking. But it is 103, so yeah, you're going to have to move. Thank you, Max.
I gotta shut everything down over here.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you again.
All right. Good night, gang.
Good night, and all the little kitties. Okay, so this is Spirit Watch, as Max has named it, over WBAI in New York City, listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, for the moment, at 99.5 FM. And we're not going to pitch all night. We have told you many of the reasons, and I think there is little left to do now other than to please, please, please just make that happen. Make that call. Make that pledge to area code 516-620-3602. Sorry if I'm off mic. I am trying to operate this computer so I can bring up some of that music that I brought in the background. I'm so upset that I left that story at home. But, you know, this is, geez, Max, I think what I've got here is exactly the same album that you were just playing. Yeah, Haunted House 20 tracks to make you jump. So guess what? Yes, it turns out that is the same one. All this 20 stuff. Here's some other material that should curdle stuff. Let's see. Is it going to come up properly? I see somebody switched players here. Did they? Let's bring this up. There we go. Oh, no. This is too... I'm not... No. That's just too... Too 1950s for me. It's got to be earlier than that for me to be happy with the material. But there are a number of things that we constantly play. Oh, here's one from Max, the MST3K theme. Halloween Stomp. Ah, well, here we go. Let's start with Mysterious Moe's. You know this melody. Everybody does who's ever watched a cartoon in their lives.
There's a man of mystery that's roaming through the land. Far and near you hear of him, he's found on every hand. Every city, town, and village knows of him by now. There's a way to recognize him, let me tell you how. Now if your path at midnight dark by a graveyard goes and someone whistles, why that's Mysterious Bose. Or on some dark and stormy night while the tempest blows, if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. He sees all, knows all, he gets in everywhere. Now some night he might wait for you upon the stairs, so when you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes. And if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. From the sleep by the peep, peep, peep of a flute from down below. If someone whistles, why that's Mysterious Mose. Now if at dawn of an early morn a trumpet softly blows, if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. He sees all, knows all, perhaps a clarinet or a bass horn or anything that he can get. He plays on every instrument, but there's just one tune he knows. When someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mole.
Classic, classic sounds. Great song, Mysterious Mose. Well, I have actually found a copy of Shottlebop. And I can do that reading for you. I can also play a portion. In fact, I think I will cue up a tune or two from Wintersmith by Steel Eye Span. I pretty much promised online that I would. So let's see. Oh, did I close? Nah, hold on. There's so many browsers open here on this bleeping computer, which is one of the reasons why it runs so slow. And, here we are. Here we are. I've not yet gotten rid of it. So let me go here to some choices. Here we are. My library. I don't want anybody else's. I want my library. And then albums. Boy, this computer is so slow. So I apologize for my just mumbling here on the air. Maybe what I should do is play you another song while I cue stuff up. Hell's Bells is a good one. There's a Betty Boop cartoon based on that. So why don't we go there, and I'll be back shortly. That's assuming that the song starts. Quite an assumption. Ah, here we go. Thank you.
my ear. It's certainly hot, the rhythm just swells. Now somebody's got a hold of those bells. They're starting to ring, they're starting to sing, and somebody yells, it must be hell's bells.
The Doc Morris. tumbling, says Lady Pull.
what he did say, and young Tam Lin did win. Then up spoke the fairy queen, an angry queen was she. Woe betide her ill-fared face, and ill death may she die.
She's turned her mind around and thrice she She's turned her three times round and round. She's muttered such words to my strength it did fail, and she's turned me into an ugly one.
a full moon in the sky. It's the hour of the wolf, and I don't want to die. I'm so happy dancing while the grim reaper cuts, 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 but he can't get me.
I'm as clever as a human, and I'm very quick, but don't forget, we've only got so many tricks.
Now I'm as clever.
Indeed, it's the hour of the wolf, and I don't want to die. Oingo Boingo with Danny Elfman. And, oh, before that, The Wee Free Men, also the title of a book by Terry Pratchett in the Tiffany Aching series, the third book of which is Winter Smith, which is the name of the Steel I Span album. Before that, another Steel I Span song, Alison Gross. Before that, Tam Lin, a classic All Hallows Eve song. The Dark Morris song, again, Steel I Span, what a surprise. And from the album Wintersmith. And let's see, I have to go to a different player. Ah, yes, Hell's Bells, Don Redman's orchestra, as also seen in a classic Betty Boop cartoon. This is Hour of the Wolf, and I Don't Want to Die. Over WBAI in New York City, which doesn't want to die either, a listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio broadcasting at 99.5 FM and over WBAI.org. And it's not too late to pledge. You can pledge right up to 3 o'clock and get, as Max said, it's literally thousands of programs of horror radio, from the inception of radio to the present. Everything except the BBC for $80 on two DVDs containing just MP3s. And if you know about that technology, you know that is volumes upon volumes of radio drama. And you can get that by supporting WBAI and calling area code 516-620-3602. But this is our Samhain Spectacular. And by the way, I would like to thank Robert Knight for making the airtime available. And I would like to thank Berthold Reimers for enabling us to schedule this special program tonight. Now, here is a short story. I had it printed out at home. I had it all ready to go, and then I left it at home. But through the miracle of technology, and thanks to my ability to finally get through to the Wi-Fi here at City College and get into my Dropbox, I miraculously had the foresight to put this short story, it's a long short story, by the way, onto a tablet, which I thankfully brought with me. And this is going to take about an hour, but it's a classic. And it's, I think, a perfect Halloween story. Sometimes when we do Samhain on this program, we do the actual Halloween scary stuff. We do a lot of the fairy stuff because it is, after all, a pagan holiday. But occasionally, just occasionally, without going into the gore, without going into the camp of the spirit, it is right just to find a really, really fun, good ghost story. And Theodore Sturgeon wrote one of the best. It is called Shottlebop. I'd never seen the place before, and I live just down the block around the corner. I'll even give you the address, if you like. The Shottlebop, between 20th and 21st Streets on 10th Avenue, New York City. You can find it if you go there looking for it. Might even be worth your while, too. But you'd better not. The Shottlebop. It got me. It was a small shop with a weather-beaten sign swung from a wrought crane, creaking dismally in the late fall wind. I walked past it, thinking of the engagement ring in my pocket and how it had just been handed back to me by Audrey, and my mind was far removed from such things as shottlebops. I was thinking that Audrey might have used a gentler term than useless in describing me, and her neatly turned remark about my being a constitutional psychopathic incompetent was as uncalled for as it was spectacular.